Our Duty, President Levi Edgar Young, Levi Edgar Young, Conference Report, October 1946, pages 54-55. In connection with the voices of the servants of the Lord at this conference, the fundamental to be established in the hearts of humanity for the return of the world to God is the fact that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not a system of thought but a true revelation of God. God makes one man the channel of communication to other men. This channel is never closed. Three things have the servants of God emphasized in this day: the immortal appeal to fortitude and faith, the returning to God through repentance, and holy baptism by immersion in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. A century ago, the most majestic character of history gave us with other scriptures, the D and Amp, C. In that book, man is carried to his high destiny, man is divine, he is in the image of God, he has endless spiritual power and grace, herein is the prophet Joseph Smith's masterful idea, the soul's relationship to God. His was a sorrowful life, but he nurtured through all hazards the divine truth God revealed to him, and finally came triumphant when he left us these immortal words: "And now, remember the words of him who is the life and light of the world, your Redeemer, your Lord and your God." His teachings lead us to the dominion of joy, as witnessed here today. And so, my brethren of the holy priesthood, go forth and remember, he hath shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.